Oh, hello, and welcome to the first Death Battle cast of 2024.
Happy New Year!
We're here. We made it, everybody. We survived another year.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everybody who's made another step towards the inevitable, you know, death and destruction that awaits us all.
What in the what kind of intro is that?
Ben, you're opening the year with some new energy. Yeah, I'm liking it. I'm
everybody on social media is like, post a GIF or a clip of like how your what your energy is, what your vibe is going into 2024, and Ben's like scorched earth.
this is my energy going into 2024. Nuke everything. No, hey everybody, it's great to be here for 2024, getting into the year where we will be having Death Battle season 11. We're going to talk about a little bit about the future of Death Battle and like what to expect from this channel moving into this year, but we also have there are people other than me and a picture of Josh here. That was Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hi. I'm back for the new year. Good to see you all. I've missed you.
I like how we're saying that. Like, it's like, we're back for the new year because maybe we weren't going to be. We're just not going to be here, man. We were just going to not have Death Battle cast. No. And then we got Sam. What's up, Sam?
I'm here, too. And I'm back from a vacation. And I don't think I've not... like taking a real vacation and not looked at Slack for that long in a long time. And it was so sick. And now my shit's totally messed up. I don't know how to work anymore.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Dude, it was wild for me. Is like, I was still technically working, but like everyone's gone. So it's like, not that much to do.
Why aren't you taking a vacation, Chad?
Because everyone else takes off and I barely have to work.
Yeah.
Also, I think it started storming because Mike keeps busting in. So if you see me dive and have to wrestle my dog.
Start. Not Mike RTD, who's running the show right now, of course. Hello, Mike.
Mike the dog.
Mike the dog.
Not the tech director. Although,
it would be funny if Mike himself just busts into Chad's room. Yeah. We are also joined, of course, speaking of vacation, by Josh.png over here.
Is he PNGs or is he JPEGs?
I don't know. I don't remember. PNG sounds more robotic, so he's AI Josh. No, he's here to be his lovely self.
Josh
is not frozen. He is just a photo.
Confirmed. So, it's JPEG.
Yeah. He wanted to be on this episode, but then was out of town, so we're like, we can make it happen.
So he's here, and he sent over these pictures. Mm-hmm. So all these are Josh approved. Josh, thumbs up. So yes, Josh is a still image, everybody. And hey, thanks to everybody who's jumping into the chat right now, joining us for our first episode of the year. Love to see you guys. Love seeing those badges going up the chat. We are doing something a little different for this first episode of the year of Death Battle cast. We will be ranking every episode of Death Battle season 10. Because we saw a lot of people doing this, and this has been a pretty consistent thing with the community. So we were like, what if we just do it?
And by that, we also mean you. And it was like, what if our wonderful champions who come out to watch us live, you guys can be the deciding factor, and we will get the ironclad definitive tier list. No one can question it after this because you have voted on it live.
Exactly.
Oh, there he is.
Us and Josh.png. He will also have an influence. Gelatin Man, thank you for the 20 memberships. That's amazing.
AFK's Emmy.
That's good. Emmy,
that's great.
That's top notch. That's way better. Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. That's really good.
Mike is freaking out. You can see him a little bit in the bottom corner.
Oh. Tilt the camera down. We need to see Doggo.
That's such a pain in the. Mike, come here.
Come on.
He's not gonna do it. He's just vibrating for time right now.
Yeah.
Mike, we're gonna make a deal. You can sit right here, but if you do your bullshit where you try and dig behind my computer and knock all of my camera shit down, we're not gonna have a good time. Okay.
Well, I will. That'll be hilarious. All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring up the tier list itself just to kind of introduce how this is going to work. So this is going to be kind of similar to what we've done with previous tier lists, except we're not going to be ranking these by just an A, B, C stuff. No. I think we have a variety of different tiers that we can use. Also, thanks, Nugent, for the 5 memberships. Love it. Really appreciate it. So we can only have one goat. First of all time. Only one can be a goat. And the goat will come from one of the 4 that get into the Fantastic Four slot.
Okay.
In order to get into the Fantastic Four slot, you have to be a certified banger. That is the top tier, essentially. Underneath certified banger is Gucci. Okay, that episodes that are Gucci, they're good, right? They're not necessarily certified bangers, but they're Gucci. Underneath Gucci is sus. An episode can still be good, but if it is sus, there's something about it that you're like, "Huh, that could have been better," or I don't know about that. And then underneath sus is basic, and that's whatever you feel like it means to you. So that's our tier ranking system. It is the official, and like Chad said, definitive. The only one that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After today, all of y'all's were wrong.
Real quick.
All of the tier lists that use numbers or letters, none of those make any sense. This is how it's supposed to be.
Are we going chronological from the first episode forward, or what? How are we?
Probably. I think so.
Yeah,
sure.
That makes sense.
That makes the most sense to me. I just wasn't sure if that was our game plan. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can do that. Before we do jump into that, because season 10 was incredible, right?
Like, as our tier list will prove.
Well, I hope. We'll see. We already have a suggestion for a matchup. Matt Pat versus Columbo gifted a Death Battle membership.
We know Matt Pat.
Josh super approves of that one, apparently. Those of you who are watching audio only, Josh has 3 thumbs up.
Wow. That's
Josh AFK's Emmy. So I did just want to say, like, we really, really went all out for last season, and I think it shows. The season was really ambitious, and honestly, went a little over budget. Oops, I think it kind of shows, right? So the Death Battle show itself will be on a little bit of a break for the beginning of 2024 as we sort of regroup and plan ahead for what's coming. Don't worry, season 11 is in pre-production right now. This just means the first episode of the year probably air a little bit later than in some previous seasons. Something kind of like that. Kind of like what happened in the beginning of season 10, that started a little bit later, right? So we will be posting plenty of content on the channel up until then. And honestly, season 11 episode lineup, looking pretty hype so far. Yeah. I'm very excited about what's coming down the line.
Yeah.
And we're all very proud, like I said, of how last year's show turned out, and we'll be bringing plenty of that same production team into season 11. Very excited to work with all of them. Also, your support was a huge help
too. Yeah.
So thanks to everyone. This is all of you watching right now, and anybody watching later. Thank you so much for watching, sharing Death Battle throughout the past year, and you know, into this year, and especially those of you who are first members and YouTube members. Because you all really help keep the show going and growing. We really could not do it without you.
Yeah,
so, and thank you so much.
With that being said, like, obviously, even though we might not have our first episode till a little bit later this year than normal, we're still going to keep going with membership content, and we're probably going to do more while we're, you know, gearing up to that. So just so that's out there as well. Y'all will get plenty of stuff. Yeah. We're going to keep doing ballot banners. We're going to keep doing everything we're doing, and we're going to, you know, probably ask y'all what kind of things you want to see, and, you know, just trying to make some cool stuff as well. So.
Yeah.
A couple of people asking, will there be a mid-season break? That's one of the things we're trying to kind of like figure out. You know, that's what we're regrouping about, right? Because last year was like, we started the season, it was go time. And I don't know if that necessarily worked very well for all of us. It was very exciting, but schedule-wise, it definitely got pretty hectic here and there. So that's one of the things we're regrouping and reevaluating a little bit.
Every year we're constantly trying to improve the process and make Death Battle the best that it can be. And especially, you know, if you do have a year where you go over budget, this is a business, so we need to like really do our due diligence and make sure that like the plan that we're putting forth for the next season sets the show up for success so that it can continue. So that's just what we're dealing with right now. So, yeah.
All right. With that being said, let's start ranking this crazy season. So if we go back to the list, the first one is Ant-Man versus Adam, our season premiere. This one was the long-awaited Marvel versus DC matchup. Where are we putting this one, guys? So the way I think this will work is the three of us, well, four of us technically, with KZemi over here, AFKZemi, we'll sort of like give our impressions of where it should go and kind of talk about it a little bit, and then it'll be up to the community to vote.
Man, and also like feel free to toss your opinions in the chat too, because we'll be reading the. Oh yeah, there we go. It's already good. A lot of Gucci's. We got a basic, not gonna lie. Here's the thing. I thought it was a very fun, solid episode. I thought the characters were captured pretty well. But man, that it's got one of the best deaths in all of the show.
Oh yeah. It's probably the most violent death of the whole year. Is it?
Pretty sure.
Is it? It's pretty up there. It's definitely up there.
I mean, I don't.
We started with a very violent death that I don't think we ever
topped. I'll give you one of the most violent deaths of the show, not just the season. Like,
oh yeah.
Ants exploding out of someone is just. And it was cool to see him fight on like the microscopic level and the you know the over space and like and then of course I always one of my favorite bits is when you have really tiny characters and you get to do the pullout shot where they're like, you know, it's so funny to me. They're like,
yeah, Josh was the writer and director for this one, and he had a ton of different ideas of like what should happen on the desk when they're fighting. Mm-hmm. And it was very difficult narrowing it down to which ones we should do. I think it did end up pretty good overall.
Yeah, I would say just because I'm not,
Josh says it's Gucci. I think that's what that means.
Yeah, just because I'm not like big Ant-Man Atom fans, like for me it's kind of lower. I would even say sus. I will say I could argue that because this is one of the fights that like we did a lot of stuff with 3D, 2D, and doing like this had a lot of great examples of like why blending those assets environments like makes such a good fight. I can see it going up towards Gucci, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't like they get big, they get small. They're just not characters for me.
Can we change sus to like solid? Like, is that
sus is like there's just one thing that isn't like doing it for you. For Sam, it's just
that they're not great characters.
He doesn't like the characters. That's fine. That's valid. Okay, so I think we're between Gucci and sus for this one.
We are.
So I'm going to start the poll. You can vote for whichever one you want. In order to get something into the Fantastic Four, it has to win. It has to be a certified banger. And then we will figure out whether or not it should be part of the Fantastic Four. You only have four, obviously, up there. And then one of the four will become the GOAT.
I mean... come on, we could just pick the top four right now, probably.
No, we'll get to
them. We'll save it. And maybe there's going to be some contestants. I think there's five.
Surprised I think there might be four.
Five.
Really?
That could be competing for it.
Yeah, so we'll I know two that are going to be there. I don't think I know the rest.
We'll see. It looks like Gucci's winning pretty solidly right now. We're at about 60% of the vote. So, yeah, I don't know. Sus is kind of starting to make a little bit of a sus back. Nope. Come back.
It'll work.
All right. I think we're going to be putting Ant-Man versus Atom at Gucci.
All right.
Congratulations, Ant-Man versus Atom. You are a little higher than I actually expected you to be. I think Josh did a fantastic job with the episode, and I think the overall script and fight as well just kind of worked out really well. Mike, are you able to move them?
Perfect. Here we go.
And Gucci. Thanks, wonderful. Mike. Thank you. Next up is Liam's. Oh, Josh is like, it should be a banger. Yeah. Next up is Liam's baby.
Soulborn.
Yeah, I'm gonna start off and just say certified banger.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think this one's fantastic. But this is like the, like, don't care for Ant-Man and Atom as characters. This one, two franchises I really do fuck with. So I'm biased, right? That's pretty clear.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I really like the exploration of the characters and also like examining, the world of how Elder Scrolls, this is the first time we've brought these franchises in, and this is going to be kind of a running theme throughout, I think, a lot of these episodes, is our first time examining a lot of these worlds. And the world of Elder Scrolls is so fascinating and weird that it sort of broke my brain as we were determining like how to quantify certain things. Which, looking back on it, maybe there are some things we could have done a little bit better in terms of like how we presented that lore and whatnot. However, I don't know if it necessarily applied, like mattered to the presentation of the characters. Which I think there are a couple episodes later on where I think that does apply, but not necessarily for this one. So I think this one's a Gucci for me, or at least a Gucci or a banger. I think this could be a banger.
Yeah. I'll say the only thing I would say that I have one little note on, and it works because it fits the characters. The fight was just a little dark. That's my only negative thing to say.
That's the point. The whole point of the fight is that there's one light source and they're fighting over it.
Don't have them fight in a field of rainbows, but like it was really, really dark. Anyway.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's a valid complaint for Sus.
It was the most nitpicky thing. That's all. It's all. But I know the episode was amazing. It was really cool to explore that stuff, and you know, and it's hard to explore characters that like you like the player influences. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's
super Poopatron in the chat does bring up a good point. I totally forgot about this. The Death Metal Choir was a part of this. There was like a fan.
Oh, that's
choir
right.
As part of the music, which was super fun.
The music was really cool.
Yeah, that Brandon brought in. I loved that. That was such a I didn't know him and Liam were planning that. And so when the music started coming in and there was this choir behind it, I was like, what's the choir coming in from? And then they told me about it. I was like, that's brilliant. That was such a good idea. Yeah. Okay. That's definitely solidifying it for a banger for me. We got 69% for banger. Nice. I think we can put it there.
Yeah, easy.
I mean, if something gets to 69%, I'm just calling it there, right?
There you go. Perfect.
All right. Next up, we have our first big anime matchup of the year. Killua versus
Misaka?
Misaka from Certain Magical Index. Our first time bringing in a certain an index character.
Maybe the last. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it was really interesting exploring Magical Index and Scientific Railgun again for the first time. And Hunter x Hunter is super fun. Love Hunter x Hunter. And this was, I think, was this our first Hunter x Hunter character? Why am I blanking on that?
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah.
We haven't done, because we didn't.
That's what I can think of.
We didn't do Gon.
We haven't done Gon yet.
Yeah, so
we definitely had a part of it that was like explaining Nen and then explaining how the magic system works in, or the science system rather works in certain types of railgun versus magic and whatnot. Yeah,
I think I've seen a lot of sus in the chat.
I'll go one step further, really, and just call it basic.
Really? Well, the fight, there was so much personality, I would say. Cool. Like the character personality really came across good in the fight.
If there was one fight this year where you were like, you have to just remove one, like you have to delete the master files for me it would be this one. And that's like no shade towards the people that worked on it or anything. That I just can't really care about these characters in like... Yeah, it just doesn't do it for me.
Sam, so for you, it's the bottom of like the best season we've ever had. So it's still like, we're not shitting on anybody, but like.
I think it's just like, I don't know why, but I'm in my, I don't want to say anti-anime arc. I just have not, nothing anime has clicked with me in like a hot minute. I just don't know. Just anime stuff right now is just not scratching any itches.
I think it's maybe one of the lesser memorable episodes, just because a lot of what these characters can do, later characters in the series do, but like in a more interesting way. Like lightning becomes kind of a theme for several episodes after this. Giant summons, like there's that one the ending where Misaka creates a giant Iron Golem or whatever it's called. It was really cool, and I thought that was a really awesome moment. We do have another big summon literally two episodes later that is even more massive. So yeah, there is a little bit of like almost competition there. I think the episode turned, honestly, going into the season, this was maybe the one episode that I was least excited for, I guess you could say. And I think it turned out better than I thought it would. So I I think it doesn't necessarily do things better than other episodes, so in that way I would put it at sus, I guess. But I ended up liking this episode more than I thought. Josh, AFK Zemi thinks it sucks.
Or I think he might, or he might have been disagreeing with you. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he thinks it's the best thing we ever did. Yeah. Who knows? I think Liam did a fantastic job with this, especially coming off of like the Bourne, the Soulsborne,
yeah,
or Skyrimborne, whatever we're calling that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good episode.
Which was a very heavy, big episode.
It's just not for me. That's all I'm saying. It's not for me.
Well, the poll is putting it at sus. It's kind of close, though. Like, it's sort of all over the place. But Killua versus Mystica goes in sus. I do have to backtrack just a little bit with one more poll. We did put one in Certified Banger, which means top four?
Huh?
Should Souls versus Skyrim be in the Fantastic Four?
Ooh, well, that's too hard to vote on now, because you got... We need to see...
No, we're voting on it now. We're voting on it now.
I say yes.
Pulls up. Should it be in the Fantastic Four?
I would say if we get to four in Certified Banger... And we want to put another one in Certified Banger, then we vote on
No. We're doing it now.
All right.
Okay. Then we're going to run into some competition with it. Okay. It's very close, but it looks like the vote is in no. We'll keep that up for just a little bit as we talk about Stitch versus Rocket.
Oh, I've wanted to do this fight for so long because I am a huge Rocket Raccoon fan, and it was so much fun. We got to do Elvis song for the fight, like,
yes. Yes, Aaron did a fantastic job heading that up. That was something that Josh and I were talking a lot about when we were writing the fight, or Liam and Josh were talking a lot about when he was writing the fight. Like I brought up the idea that like the both franchises have a musical element to them, even though they're different in that way. And so including that in the fight was super important. And I think it turned out great. I love this episode. I think this is super fun.
Yeah. Man.
I'm not sure where it goes, though.
I think it's just Gucci.
I think
that's
it's
as
Gucci.
High as I'm willing to give it.
That's what I think, too. Like, it's really cool. But when I think about
it. Super fun. It's great.
Like, and I love the dialogue is super fun. And, you know, having Stitch say some horrible stuff. And also, that was the other thing, too, is like. For people that didn't watch Death Metal Cast when we went into Stitch, like getting to, you know, show the broader audience like how ridiculous Stitch is just absolutely crazy. But like comparing it to all the other episodes in the season, it's Gucci. It was great. It was fun. But like,
yeah, part of it I'm thinking of too, and I know it's just this season, but like if somebody came to me and they're like, hey, I just saw a couple episodes of Death Metal, they're great. Which one should I watch next? This wouldn't be at the top of mind for me. So it's just, really? It's good. It's good. I mean, if they were like, if I knew they were really into like Stitch or Rocket or something, sure, I guess. But in general, not for me. It's good. Okay. It's a Gucci episode, but it's not at the top of the list for me. I don't think it's banger. You know, it's just.
Chat seems to agree. 53% Gucci, although Banger is at 35%. It's a little
Interesting. Okay.
Stitch versus Rocket is going into the Gucci tier.
That makes sense, because there's some people also, for them, it was real, like, you know, like, lower. And so, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it fits there for sure. Souls versus Skyrim is staying in the Certified Banger. It just barely did not win the Fantastic Four vote. Next up is Darth Vader versus Obito.
That's a Certified Banger, baby. This
that
one,
one I
if
think
somebody
is probably
asked,
gonna be a banger.
Hey, I just watched a few episodes. What should I watch next? This one would be one of my first recommendations. I'd be like, oh, this one's hot. Like, and I think I love the when we get an opportunity, because like this kind of goes back to Killua and Mystica. It's just like it's anime centric, it's kind of in its own thing. But this one, even though Star Wars is like super anime and story. It's like, you know, they bridge the two worlds of these characters super well. And I just think that's dope. Like to take it from Star Wars, like just the East meets West of it all and slam it together and have it be so cohesive. Certified banger.
So I'm going to give a hot take. I think so. Devil and Dave worked on the animation for this one. They did a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. I think Kian was the writer for this. I think this was his first episode, and he came in with some really neat ideas for how we should exploit the characters, and I love that a lot. I think the whole Padme, bringing Padme into the fight and the ending in particular, was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I think, honestly, this was maybe the start of the, like,
crescendo
unique elements that this that this season started to create. However,
yeah, I'd agree with that.
I hate using legacy Star Wars characters in Death Battle.
Oh, okay.
I'm so tired of legacy Star Wars because they make no goddamn sense.
That's kind of fair.
Scaling legacy Star Wars characters to, like, they could blow up fucking galaxies. It's like, no, they can't. No, they can't. Come on. But they can. Technically, they can. Yeah, maybe not galaxies, but planets. And it's just like, it's exhausting. I hate it. And so for that, I feel like I should say sus. But that is a very petty reason to say sus.
I mean,
so
interesting.
I will say banger.
Leave it up to chat. Let them vote.
That's not necessarily a dig on the episode itself either. That's just how Star Wars works versus stuff. Josh, yeah, I agree, Josh. That's my face. After this episode, I have to admit, part of me was like, should we just not do legacy Star Wars anymore? I think it depends on the matchup. I think there's definitely some matchups where Disney Star Wars canon will be more interesting.
You gotta do Salacious Crumb, right, Ben? We can't leave that on the table. Like, you know.
Salacious Crumb legacy scaling.
Yeah, dude.
I think
because he got shot by R2-D2 and survived, and some random ass book in the 80s, R2-D2 shot a nuclear lightning bolt that blew up three planets. Salacious Crumb is planet level, bitches.
Perfect.
All right, chat says it's a banger. Vader versus Obito is one of our bangers. Is it Fantastic Four?
I'm telling you, yes or no? We gotta start when you want to put it. I'm telling you, you gotta do it the other way. But that's fine. That's fine.
Fine. That, I mean, we're gonna run out of time if I keep making these stupid polls. Right. Let's go to the next one. All right.
So basically, when we have four, if they vote for another banger, they have to choose one of the previous four to get rid of. Or I guess.
No.
Yeah. Right.
No. When we get to the end, we'll figure out the Fantastic Four. We'll just figure it out at the end, which does mean we got to be a little quicker with these.
Okay,
we're not figuring them out
all right
all at once. Okay, so we'll do Raven versus Phoenix, and then we might need to do our quick sponsor. So Phoenix versus Raven, where are we at with this one,
man?
It's Gucci. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's
I don't Gucci. Think it's like, I think it's a great one. I don't think it's a certified banger. It doesn't like hit the criteria for me, but it's a very good fight. It's really good.
I'm seeing a lot of basic for this one.
I mean, it is a Marvel DC, which I feel like, and it's maybe our most traditional episode of the year.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, this one.
So if that's your criteria for basic, I can see that.
Absolutely.
I was surprised by the winner.
Yeah, I think I would put it under sus myself, because I do think the winner is surprising, and maybe not. Maybe the episode could have been a little bit more convincing in the winner. But I do think the animation is phenomenal. I really love the progression of the fight overall. There's a lot I really like about this episode. And I also really love like Moro coming on to work on this, and the 2D team going ham with like the fire and bird effects.
Oh, dude, the fight's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of our most beautiful 2D fights, I think, we've had. So
yeah, animation wise, that's what made me say, like, it is, I think in my mind it's Gucci, is just because it is such a good one in like our very traditional death battle style. But I also do see that being a good argument to say why it's basic.
This is maybe our closest vote we've had yet. 28% Gucci, 29% sus, 33% basic.
Wow. All right. I mean, hey, look, no, nothing's got a spot in basic yet too. So like,
okay, I guess we'll put it under basic, but it's really close.
The basic of it, I do understand, and I would reiterate, it's because I feel like a lot of the things that we're all so happy about in season 11 is kind of like a transformation of our presentation and all of the things we do at Death Battle. And although this fight is very good, the animation is wicked strong, the writing's good, it doesn't necessarily encapsulate like the new Death Battle style as much, to say, to put it in a weird way.
There was definitely a little bit of an evolution as the year went on, I suppose. Actually, we'll do one more before we go to our
To tee you up. So good. All right, go ahead.
Oh, screw it. If you got something, if you
it had all the ingredients of a classic Death Battle.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like our sponsor, HelloFresh. Whoa. Thanks, Chad, for that totally natural lead-in.
It would have been.
This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it is America's number one meal kit. I think all of us here at Death Battle, frankly, have tried HelloFresh or at some point, and I don't think any of us have had like a bad experience at all. It's been great. So say hello to a stressless holiday season. New Year's season, with the help of HelloFresh. Skip the grocery store and save time with easy, tasty recipes delivered to your door. And did you know that HelloFresh does more than just dinners? From easy breakfast to start your morning off right, to 10-minute lunches or satisfying snacks both adults and kids will love, HelloFresh has tasty choices for every mealtime occasion. And the best part, no grocery trip required. And as someone, myself, who's not a big fan of cooking, that's me. HelloFresh makes kitchen prep way easier by basically just removing it all together. They just give you everything. They go, here's everything. Here's how you make it go. It becomes more of a puzzle, which is fun to figure out than prep. So go to HelloFresh.com/castfree and use the code castfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/castfree with the code castfree. Again, who doesn't love breakfast? Get it for life, y'all.
I'll say this every time HelloFresh sponsors it. They come up with some of the wildest promotions for y'all. Like, it's like, yeah, no, give them 60 meals. And you're like, what? And then it's just like, I'll give them breakfast for life. And it's just like, okay, HelloFresh, sure. Like,
they do go pretty big, yeah.
Thanks so much, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right, so let's see if this next matchup is as fresh as that. And the next matchup is Guts versus Dimitri.
Okay, so this is my moment to be an evil corporate lobbyist and just make Chad mad and say it's basic. But Berserk fans are I can't even really shit talk it. It's pretty good.
He had an opportunity. He's gonna take it.
Well, I will say there's something to be said about people who enjoy Berserk, but it attracts a style of person that is sometimes
it is one of the most
okay. So Chad is a really big fan of Berserk. Manga
I'll kill you.
What are you trying to say about Chad?
No, Sam? I'm not even saying it's a bad characteristic. It's just almost it's a little edgelordy. Like, I don't know, you know, like I would say if you took people that okay, if you just took two pools of people, the just like average human in Berserk fans statistically more likely to vape. I'm gonna go ahead and put that one down as a confirmed fact. There's just like certain things about Berserk people that I think you can count on.
Wait,
and I'm not saying they're all bad.
See, I thought you were going like the goth route. You're going route.
Okay, that's a good one. People who enjoy Berserk, much higher chance to have owned pyramid bracelets. Absolute fact. I'm just saying there's nothing bad about it. I'm just Chad, I got you. I'm just saying like there's certain things about Berserk people that isn't nothing bad. I'm just saying there's a category of people
with Berserk that in enjoyers, mind, Sam.
And I just kind of want to fuck with them.
How does that apply to your rating of the episode? Does that make it a banger, Gucci, sus, or basic?
This one definitely to me is Gucci. I don't think it hits all the criteria for me to be a banger, but a lot of that is just because, like, I'm not the biggest, like, Fire Emblem fan either. As much as, like, I've seen Berserk, I haven't read the mangas. I like it. It's good.
Sam, chat officially wants you to never cook again.
I don't know. Some people are on his side, but yeah. No, I get,
some people look, are on your side.
I get what he's saying. Yeah. But the episode, I mean, it was really cool. It was awesome to see, I'm just going to say this, and it was awesome to see Guts done in 3D right.
Yeah.
Oof. Oosh.
Don't
get me wrong. We brought that up when we were working on the episode. We were like, we don't want it to look like this. We want to be better than
that. Yeah, and I'll say one of the most interesting deaths we've had on Death Battle for sure.
So, kind of following up what we started with the Obito episode, with Kian's idea for that ending, making these endings a little different than just character A kills character B. I really like the fight. I really like the animation. I do think this episode's presentation overall could maybe, like, looking back on it, it was our first time presenting Fire Emblem. I don't know if we necessarily presented Fire Emblem as well as I feel like we could have, like, hindsight, 2020, of course. But the way we compared Dimitri to basically a nuke, the javelin, I think was a little confusing.
It was also, there were some inside jokes peppered in too, because
somebody were fine.
Yeah.
But I don't even think we ever bring up the weapon triangle, which I feel like would be an interesting thing to compare with Guts. I don't know. I'm torn. I kind of almost want to put it under sus because of that. But I also really love the fight.
It's so good.
I will return to the kitchen one more time just to say the other side of this. With, like, Fire Emblem enjoyers, I can say, generalize them in a way. Like Chad was saying, inside jokes, horny on main. There's just certain things about Fire Emblem enjoyers that you can just, you know, call out. I'm not making a left or right argument. I'm just saying there's facts here, okay?
There you go. Thanks for cooking on both sides of the aisle there, Sam.
Chat did correct me. That's right. The weapon triangle wasn't really as big of a deal in Heroes, so that makes sense. Okay. Chat says banger. I approve. That's a banger.
Yep.
All right. This is going to be very difficult to decide a Fantastic Four, I feel like. All right, next up is Martian Manhunter versus Silver Surfer.
Oh, ooh, man.
This one is I'm going to go certified banger again. God, this one's just cool. I feel like it's just wicked interesting. They did so many fun things with it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't got a lot more to say about it, but it's really fun. It's really different. It takes two characters that were obviously super difficult to tackle in a death battle and just makes it all work super well.
AFK Zemi is giving it 3 thumbs up, which makes sense. Yeah. This is one of Josh's big episodes for the year. He directed this, wrote it. This is one where when we were planning out the year, he was like, I want this. This is an episode I'm really interested in. He really likes these characters. I think he took it in a very unique direction for a death battle. It was definitely a challenge. It was, I think, one of our most challenging episodes to really nail down in the scripting phase, that especially the ending of the fight and what we talk about in regards to the characters, because they're just so not ethereal isn't quite the right word, but they go beyond just the idea of, like, they just fight people, right? Like, or they're just mere fighters. And so making that a core part of the fight itself was really interesting. I don't know if there's another episode quite like Martian versus Surfer.
I don't think so.
No, there's not. So I'm going to try and say this the best way that I can, because I'm seeing there's a lot of back and forth in the chat that I'm seeing, and I'm going to try and sum this up because I feel a little bit the same way. And that is that, like, it was such a unique and interesting episode, and Josh did such a good job in tackling, like, you know, the morality of these characters and the history and the stuff that they've been through, and, like, really, like, you know, you don't just it, it, like going way deep down instead of just the surface level of like, they're both super powerful. You know what I mean? Like, and the fight did a really good job of presenting that and doing it in this like noir style. And like, it was so unique and different and cool, but like stack that up next to like Goku versus Superman or something like that. It's like,
and we're out of time. We're moving on to the next one.
I'm just saying it, like, so there's some people saying they found it a little bit boring, and I could see that like,
sure,
representing that aspect of that, like, it could do that. So I like, I love it because it's different, but then also I can see that part of it that is like, it isn't as action-packed and it isn't as like, holy god, like a visual feast of amazing fight glory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a reason for sus,
right?
So I can see going into sus or Gucci because of that. Chat is pretty overwhelmingly favoring Gucci, so I think we're putting it there. I can definitely see a sus argument. Mm-hmm. Next up, one that I don't think we'll need to spend too much time figuring out.
Nope. Certified banger.
And yo, just put Bill that in Discord. The top four right now. Put it
in
the
top four.
Chat, do I even need to make a poll for this?
No.
This is a certified banger.
We need to start speedrunning anyways. That's a top four right there.
This is going into banger. Let's put it in a banger. You guys said we should wait to determine Fantastic Four later, so we're waiting.
But that one, come on.
And then
you can't break your own rules, Chad. You already broke mine.
That's not even a debate one.
That one's going into certified banger. Let's talk about Cole Alex.
Basic.
I'm just gonna say real quick, sus, because I think we could have done the whole like it's from the 2010s a little bit better. But overall, I think this is a really good episode.
Sure, I'll go with that. Yeah, it's fun. It's just it's one of those ones where I know I was still so surprised the community voted it through, and I think we executed on it pretty damn well.
But again, I'm glad they did, because this is one of those things that I've just like felt we should have done. You know what I mean? Like
we couldn't have. We could have done it back in the day,
right? But it's like, so it was like, I don't know. It was very cathartic to be like, we did it. We
Wow. Certified banger is getting some votes. Yeah.
Top four of all time, not just season. Kenjo Rex, really, my guy?
That fight track might be helping it a bit, you know?
Yeah, there's fart jokes, man. Were there fart jokes in that episode? Do we have a fart joke?
It is 2010 video games, so it would fit in.
Oh yeah, there is.
Yeah, the animation is amazing. the soundtrack, we had joke. Sparks and Swats, like.
Yeah, yeah, the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
the heater for sure.
Sparks and Swats did a phenomenal job with that track. Like, frankly, the fight is super cool. Dark Lord Master, thanks for joining as a champion. I love that fight, and that fight definitely brings up. We got 38% for banger.
Okay,
that's wild.
We're wrong.
I believe it. I mean, I think the fight is really dope, and
it is.
Makes up for some of the I wouldn't necessarily call the script lackluster, but I think it's still a fun script overall. Yeah.
Kendrick,
I don't think anything we put out this year is lackluster.
No,
it just
and to be clear, I honestly think, like I said at the top of the show, I honestly think this is one of our, if not our best season we've ever done.
It is. Oh yeah.
And every single episode this year, I think, is a top tier episode that we've made. I'm really proud of this season overall. Okay, that's in certified banger.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah, let's see a lot of people critiquing the analysis. Come on, the joke was that we should have done this a long time ago. So it was like a script we found like from back then. So come on.
That's the issue though.
I know.
All right, Frieza versus Megatron.
This is where it gets. I think difficult. This whole, because I think from here on out, you can remove sus and basic. Like, I don't think we're
getting
there.
We'll see.
I think this is Gucci. It's Gucci to me, at least.
Okay. I mean,
at least Gucci.
Yeah, I can see the argument for a lot of people going higher. For me, it's Gucci. I have always been a big Dragon Ball fan, even though I think it is... a pretty silly show. It still itches real good for me.
This is Gucci or banger for sure. Oh man, what a fun episode, and they're different forms.
Yeah,
and like,
good.
This is something that you look at and you see Frieza versus Megatron, like, really? And then you like deep dive and you see the similarities and all, you know, and like they even both have a gold form. Like, really? So it was interesting, and the fight was awesome. And
that was Devil Artemis, and he went hard on it. He did a really good job.
The tank shot. like
it's, yeah, I think it's Gucci for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall as an episode, it's pretty solid. I think the fight definitely uplifts it overall. Also, yeah. Megatron's just overall analysis, but Frieza's Frieza.
It is greatly aided by the fact that they're both just like, I want to say fun villains, like in a camp way, right? Like,
yeah, we are so campy tied villains? At 43%.
Oh, we got to move.
Banger and Gucci. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, our
Which
time
one is it going
to
be?
First one to take the lead.
First one to take the lead is going to get Gucci. It is a Gucci. Yep, there we go. There we go. In the poll.
I got it.
It is a Gucci. All right. Next up is Gojo versus Makima.
Once again, I'll say Gucci. It's very good.
Yep.
It's great. As somebody who's like this, watching this, because I've always been on the sidelines like, shit, I should watch this Jujutsu Kaisen shit, right? And then watching this, I was like, all right, okay, put it on the fucking list. I'm gonna go watch it. Like, so, yeah, it's great. If I was more into the franchises, it would easily be a certified banger. But yeah.
Yep.
I think it's a certified banger. I think it's our best Bright fight of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so yeah. No, dude, there's so much hand drawn in that too. Like they did
yeah,
so
the team
much.
Did a crazy good job. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree it's the best Sprite fight of the year for sure.
Let's bring up the tier list again, because I feel like we've been putting everything in banger.
It's we be there, yeah. See, they're getting there.
And that's you know, we you guys, like, I appreciate you guys not being too, you know, hard on our episodes. Like, we could put a couple more in sus, right?
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, because here's the thing. Are the last four certified bangers? Are any of them not a certified banger?
No.
No.
Scooby versus Courage, Rick versus the Doctor, Goku versus Superman, and Galactus versus Unicron. Are any of them not a certified banger?
No.
I'm looking at the chat to see if anybody has an argument that one of them is not in the banger tier. Such a funny thing to say.
Medadia says, no, you cooked too hard.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, the end of the season was pretty insane. Yeah, no,
all of them are bangers. Banger, yep. Banger, okay, banger. Everybody's saying all they're right. Bangers, so let's put all four of them in banger.
Are we cool? Like,
which means this final vote is going to be fucking insane.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gojo Makima is in banger. Everything that's left goes in certified banger.
Oh, God.
So, here we go.
All right, I will.
We have.
This is going to be so hard. Okay.
You know what? I think there's three of us. There's four of us. Quote. We each we're going to pick our Fantastic Four. Then we'll vote the goat from that. Okay.
Okay. Can I? Who goes first? Because I know exactly.
I'll go ahead and start it off. Scooby Courage is the goat. That is the best episode we've ever made. If anyone asked me, what do you make? I would say, go watch this one.
Okay, Scooby Courage, I think that should go in Fantastic Four. Uh-huh. Chad, which one would you put into the Fantastic Four? And Chad, I'm going to be asking you as well. By four, I mean there's three of us here like on the show. And
oh,
you guys
so, okay, so we're not each making our list.
No. You pick one. So Sam's picking Scooby versus Courage. Chad, which one are you picking?
Dude, to be in the Fantastic Bill Cord, for sure.
Bill versus Discord, okay. Yeah. Chat. Chat, I'm just gonna put Goku versus Superman there for me.
I know. Well, I knew you were gonna do that, so I didn't have to.
So, chat.
I will say, Bill Cord on the opposite side of the Cole Alex thing. That is like I didn't know shit about either one, and then the community voted it in as a fight, and they could not have been more right. That fight,
and I knew about both. Hard. That's why I was so hyped that yeah. It was gonna be a thing. But yeah,
Okay, chat.
Oh, you're having them vote for the last one?
No, I'm just looking at what chat's saying. So we have a lot in. Let me look at this. So Guts Dimitri.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
Seen Guts Dimitri, Soul Skyrim. Oh my
Galacticron.
Gosh. Everybody's saying different things.
Yeah, it's for me, I will tell you, for me, the fourth slot should go to Rick Doctor, personally. And I
for me too, I think, but we're
and I don't even watch Doctor Who. That episode was incredible. God, the team absolutely killed it. I mean, and like Galactus Unicron is amazing too, but
honestly, if it was my pick, I think it would be Vader Obito. I really like that one.
So I'm seeing a lot of Cole versus Alex in the chat.
So am I, which is
this is super interesting.
Surprising amount.
All right. So do we, Ben? You can do. You can create four different vote scenarios here.
Yeah, I'm picking four, and I don't see a lot of Galactus Unicron.
I think
there was a ton earlier. It was flooding through.
I think the vote. That's true. The vote is it Guts Dimitri, Cole Alex, Gojo Makima, Rick Doctor. Those are the four that go on a poll really fast. I think.
I don't see a lot of Rick Doctor.
I unfortunately didn't see Guts a lot of Dimitri. Rick Doctor. I've seen a couple, but.
I was putting Guts, personal so bias.
I got Galactus Unicron, Guts vs. Dimitri, Cole Alex, and Vader Obito right now. Do you think Vader Obito should be switched with, what was the one that you said? Gojo Makima?
Yeah. I saw quite a bit of Gojo Makima. But no, do yours.
I just changed it.
Okay, do that then.
We're figuring it out on the fly.
We have to speedrun GOAT too. Okay. So
I'm seeing it. See, this is why I wanted to do it early. Whatever. Here we go.
How is Cole this far?
Here's the poll.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Josh, I agree. We got to wrap it up. This is the poll. What is the last Fantastic Four? Go ahead and get your votes in right now, and then we're going to vote for the GOAT. Wow. Guts Dimitri immediately jumps to a 45%. I mean,
I would have done Rick Doctor. That's crazy. That? All right, that's fine. Whatever. That's y'all.
I mean, Rick Doctor is one of my favorites of the year, but I can understand. It's like it's different characters than I think is typical for a death battle. It's also not like a typical death battle. It goes kind of off the walls.
It looks like Guts Dimitri's there. Nothing.
Guts versus Dimitri is at 37%. Galactus Unicron is kind of crawling up. It's currently at 27%. It was moving up from 24%. Yeah. It looks like it's steadying out, though. Yeah, we're still getting votes in for Guts Dimitri. Guts Dimitri is our final Fantastic Four.
Wow.
Guts versus Dimitri, the eye patch dude.
Now, in the essence of time here, I think we can just talk about Scooby Courage in Goku Superman.
Goku versus Superman?
Like, I think that's that go to GOAT. I don't think this.
No. We can put it in a full vote.
Put it in the poll, I guess, right?
We're doing it right now. Vote all four. Yeah. Put all four in the poll.
We're putting all four in the poll. So this is how it's going to work. So Scooby versus Courage. Bill versus Discord. I'm typing. Give me a second. Goku versus Superman. And Guts versus Dimitri. These are our top four for the year. It is up to all of you to vote for which one is the greatest of all time of the year.
Of all time this year.
The poll is up. Everybody who's watching right now can vote.
This is very hard. I have a very hard time choosing between three. And what's funny is the one I'm leaving off has like one of my favorite characters of all time. Like,
yeah, no, I think Scooby Courage is just, I mean, I think Goku Superman 3 is the second best episode we've ever made.
I'm so torn, but that's also because like there's so much history with Goku versus Superman and Ben and I and like all that.
Yeah,
so
I mean, personally, Goku versus Superman, like from a very like biased like point of view, is my favorite episode ever made. But that's also because of like what it took to get there and what it means to me.
Yeah.
From like a general perspective, right now Bill versus Discord is winning the poll, and I think I kind of agree with that. I can definitely see that as I absolutely see why that would be considered the best one we made this year.
It had Billy puppets. And the Ben
team did a phenomenal job. It did have puppets. It was such a good
episode. It is.
Yeah.
You can't even tell it's sprites for most of the fight. You know what I'm...
To be fair, though. Well, yeah, so you can't even tell. And then Scooby versus Courage is...
Because all four
of these episodes just have, like, a massive challenge behind them, right? So Scooby versus Courage, completely hand-drawn animation, headed up by Luis, who really wanted that. He spearheaded that project. Zach and a few others came in to help out, but, like, that was mainly him just making sure that that fight could turn out as well as it did. Liam, of course, directing and writing. Guts versus Dimitri, Lousy had a very unique vision for how he wanted to express that fight and the themes between them, and which this is like early on in the season before that became like kind of recurring. And he just nailed it. I really think that one worked really well. Any one of these four, I think, could absolutely deserve that spot.
And
it does look like with 39% of the vote.
Wow.
I'm a little surprised by that.
I'm not, dude.
I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. I just thought
I'm trying to announce it.
Oh, sorry.
The GOAT is Bill versus Discord.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, it is deserving. Go. It is amazing.
Yes. So, thank you everybody for tuning in and voting for your favorite episodes this year. This is the definitive tier list. Yes. I mean, I appreciate you guys saying so many of our episodes this year were certified bangers. It definitely filled out the list. That was pretty amazing.
I will
to
say,
see.
For a community that is not shy about being like, this was bad for this reason, like, this feels pretty good, okay?
That was not my intention when we were, like, making this idea. Like, oh, yeah, let's rank this episode. I was a little worried that we were going to be like, oh, no, we're going to end the the Death Metal cast. We're going to be like, oh, man, people didn't like some of our episodes. So appreciate you guys liking the episode. Again, I really, really, we all really appreciate all your support this year, especially given what happened with, like, memberships and whatnot, and us figuring out how this freaking YouTube system works, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been an interesting year to, like, explore how we make the show, right? Which is, again, one of the reasons why we're doing a little break at the beginning of this year. But also, we learned so much, and I think that's apparent in what Death Battle has become, and what we were able to do with this season. I'm so proud of the team for what we were able to accomplish with these episodes. And frankly, I'm so proud of you guys for helping us do all of this. So it's not just me thanking you guys, because I know I say that all the time, and I don't want it to feel like it's meaningless. But I'm really proud of you guys supporting us. Like, I don't know. It just feels really good.
Yeah. And Ben, I know you're being all sweet and you want to wrap things up, but they are all bringing up a very good point. There's now only three in the top four. Do we want to bump one up really quick?
That's not that we've never done it that way. Fine.
What are we bumping up? They want it.
What are we bumping up?
Bring it back up.
Let's bring back the tier list. What was the one that was almost up there?
1,000%. Oh, but Galacticron.
I would have said Gojo Makima or Vader Obito for me, but yeah. I think.
And with that, we will wrap up.
No!
That
battle cast. It could honestly be any of them. Like, frankly, fuck it. Mike, put Cole Alex up there.
No, what? just change
put
it.
Put Cole Alex in Fantastic Four. Do it.
Change it to Fantastic Three, Mike. No, it's fine.
Yeah, put it up there. There we go.
It's Unicron. Really?
Yeah.
Really? And Rick Doctor. Really? That's all right, whatever.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. This has been great. We appreciate all you members. Watch the Champion Cast, because we're going to have that out here, too. So, yay. Goodbye.
See you later.